You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. News up next. Ariana Greenblatt, recognized for her roles in Barbie and the upcoming Borderlands, has signed on to star in Now You See Me 3. The film, which revolves around a group of magicians executing heists during their performances, is slated to commence filming soon. Jesse Eisenberg is set to reprise his role in the ensemble cast. Directing the sequel is Ruben Fleischer, known for his work on Venom. Greenblatt's involvement in the project further bolsters her burgeoning career, notably following her appearance in Star Wars series Ahsoka. Fans eagerly anticipate more updates as the film progresses towards production. Next piece of news, Bridget Taylor Wins is set to portray Jonathan Kent in James Gunn's Superman reboot, a significant figure in Superman's upbringing. Known for his roles in Lady in the Lake and Stranger Things, Wins' casting adds depth to the ensemble cast. The film marks the beginning of DC Studios' new era under Gunn's direction and features a star-studded lineup, including David Consuet as Superman. Jonathan Kent, Superman's adoptive father, plays a crucial role in shaping Superman's moral compass. Superman is scheduled to hit theaters on July 11, 2025. Moving on, Riz Ahmed, known for his roles in Sound of Metal and Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, has joined the cast of Wes Anderson's latest film, currently filming in Berlin. The film, which remains untitled, stars Anderson regulars Bill Murray and Benicio Del Toro, along with Michael Cera. Plot details are under wraps. Ahmed, whose career spans Emmy and Oscar nominations, will play an undisclosed role in the ensemble. The film's shooting was delayed due to Hollywood strikes, but is now underway. The film's release date is yet to be announced. Continuing more Hollywood news, Dakota Johnson, known for her roles in 50 Shades of Grey and Madame Web, teams up with Sean Penn in Daddio, a captivating drama set mostly in a cab ride in New York City. Directed by Christy Hall, the film focuses on deep conversations between the characters, challenging viewers to engage without distractions. With limited space and props, Johnson and Penn's performances take center stage, drawing audiences into their dialogue about life and human connection. Hall describes the movie as a reflection on the importance of engaging with the world around us, urging viewers to pay attention and listen closely. Daddio premieres in theaters on June 28th, promising a unique cinematic experience that prompts reflection on the impact of modern technology on human interaction. Next up, Pamela Anderson is set to star alongside Liam Neeson in the upcoming Naked Gun reboot, scheduled for release in July 2025. Directed by Akiva Schaffer, the modern take on the classic comedy franchise promises laughs for new audiences while keeping details about Anderson's role tightly guarded. Originating from the 1988 film The Naked Gun from the files of Police Squad, starring Leslie Nielsen, this reboot marks a new chapter in the franchisee's legacy. With Anderson's addition to the cast alongside Neeson, anticipation for the film's release is building among fans eager for the return of the beloved series. Next up, Shazam star Zachary Levi is set to star in the upcoming action thriller Free Fall, directed by Zoe Bell, known for her work with Quentin Tarantino. The film follows a father, played by Levi, who attempts to reconcile with his estranged daughter during a rock climbing trip that takes a dangerous turn, leaving them stranded. Produced by Levi, along with writer Sean Finnegan and Greg Maxwell, the movie promises intense thrills and gripping drama. Additionally, Levi has several other projects in the pipeline, including the adaptation of Harold and the Purple Crayon and the action thriller Hotel Tehran. Over to some Hollywood news. Tamil actor Surya surprised fans by revealing a new poster for his upcoming film Kangua, directed by Siva. The poster confirms Surya's double role in the movie, showcasing him in two distinct avatars, one as a warrior and other in a modern setting, suited appearance with a gun. Fans eagerly anticipate the clash between these contrasting characters. Scheduled for release in 2024, Kangua, A Mighty Valiant Saga, also features Bobby Deol and Disha Patani in significant roles. Amidst praises from fans, Surya has lauded the film's direction and technical aspects, heightening anticipation for this intriguing tale of past and present intertwined. Last piece of news to wrap up from Bollywood. Rajkumar Rao and Tripti Dimri are all set to captivate audiences with their upcoming film, Vicky Vidya Ka Wo Wala Video, directed by Raj Chandilya. The movie, slated for release on October 11th, promises an intense Dasara weekend. Although the characters played by Rao and Dimri remain undisclosed, the film is expected to be a nostalgic journey to the vibrant 90s era. Positioned amidst other major releases, including Shahid Kapoor's Deva and Junior NTR's Devara Part 1, the film aims to deliver a unique blend of entertainment. Produced by a stellar lineup of industry stalwarts including Bhushan Kumar, Ekta Kapoor and Vipul Desha, Vicky Vidyaka Vohwala Video is poised to offer a delightful family comedy experience. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.